I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Friday, November 15th. The proposal to extend the lease that Quarry Hills Associates has with the city of Quincy is back. Mayor Thomas Koch is asking the city council to approve a home rule petition to extend the existing lease that Quarry Hills Associates has to operate the Granite Links Golf Course and Clubhouse, although the length of the new extension request is not specified. A previous proposal to extend the lease for 99 years was withdrawn after opponents expressed concern about the lack of public input into the process and the lack of access to trails throughout the property. The current lease still has 21 years left on it, but Quarry Hills argued at the time that it needed the 99-year lease to secure financing for future development at that site. The length of the current lease extension request is unclear, but it will be discussed at Monday night's Quincy City Council meeting. The home rule petition would also require state approval. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch is asking the city to take the property at 1384 Hancock Street in Quincy Center by eminent domain. That building currently houses the Acapulco's restaurant and is for sale. Koch wants the property to create a park in honor of President John Quincy Adams. It's part of a larger plan to also take property that currently houses the Planet Fitness and a dermatology business on Adams Street to create the Adams Presidential Library and Museum. The land taking of the Acapulco's building is on the agenda for Monday night's City Council meeting. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch says that he would take the Eastern Nazarene College property by eminent domain if he thought a proposed development would harm the neighborhood. Koch says he has heard a rumor that an out-of-state broker is interested in the 21-acre property. ENC will close at the end of the year after 105 years in Quincy. The state will reimburse Quincy for 35% of the cost of the new Squantum Elementary School. Mayor Thomas Koch says the city will receive $39 million to put toward the estimated cost of $109 million for the new school. The city also wants to spend $4.5 million for electrical and communications work around the new school. The City Council Finance Committee is reviewing the funding requests. Quincy City Council this week unanimously approved a total of $41.5 million for road and infrastructure upgrades around the city. $12 million of that will come from the general fund, with the balance coming from the water and sewer enterprise funds. $3 million has been approved to rehabilitate Sailor's Home Pond in Quincy. City Council this week approved the funding from the Sewer and Drainage Rehabilitation Fund, which will be used to dredge sediment from the pond in an effort to restore wildlife. An invasive beetle called the Emerald Ash Borer has forced the removal of almost 100 ash trees in Quincy. Tree warden Daniel Cathcart says 40 trees were removed from Marina Bay, 17 along Albertina Road, 12 on Adams Street, several in Quincy Point. Cathcart says the insect has destroyed millions of ash trees around the country. Any trees that are removed will be replanted next year. The Quincy Police Department's Thanksgiving food drive is taking place through November 21st. Non-perishable food donations may be dropped off at the police station lobby and academy room. Those donations will be distributed by the food pantry at St. John's Rectory. This weekend, Quincy High School honors its own Ruth Gordon, the legendary actress and writer who began her career over a century ago here in Quincy. Students will perform Gordon's autobiographical play Years Ago, set in 1914, about her dreams of acting and her family's traditional expectations. The Quincy High School Drama Club will put on the performance in the Quincy High School Auditorium Friday and Saturday evening at 7:30, and Saturday and Sunday at 2 p.m. Tickets will be available at the door. Well, the drought is worsening. The weekly drought monitor update came out yesterday, and once again, the size and severity of the drought in Massachusetts is growing. Well, the entire state remains in some sort of drought designation. Over the last 7 days, the severe drought area more than doubled from 32% of the state up to 68%. The area includes the entire Mass Pike from Boston to New York and a wide swath of real estate on either side. The rainfall deficit this fall continues to increase. Since September 1st, most of southern New England is between 6 and 9 inches below the average. With just a few weeks left in meteorological fall, both Boston and Worcester have a chance to attain the driest falls ever recorded. Boston currently sits at number 2 and Worcester at number 1. In order to lock up the number 1 spot, Boston would have to receive less than 1.02 inches through November 30th, and Worcester less than 2.05 inches. At this point, with no real pattern change in sight, the odds are good of reaching the all-time marks. Other than a few sprinkles on Monday, there is no rain in the forecast. A week from now, we can expect to see drought classifications continuing to get more extreme, as well as expanding in area. For now, the brush fire danger will continue for the foreseeable future. A widely popular ballot law that authorizes the state auditor to probe the legislature still has not taken effect, and the latest response from representatives set off another political fracas about transparency on Beacon Hill. Auditor Diana DeSoglio said yesterday that the State House's representatives was slapping voters in the face with its vote to amend the process by which it seeks an independent financial audit of its practices. Under the House's rule change, DeSoglio would be responsible for picking an audit firm rather than have the authority to audit the legislature herself, as voters overwhelmingly approved last week with the passage of Question 1. DeSoglio argued that the move would effectively sidestep the more incisive work that she's hoping to do. Representative Danielle Gregoire, the First Division Chair and House Speaker Ron Mariano's leadership team, said the change will ensure any audit pursuant to the passage of Question 1 will be a professional audit, not a political one, an apparent reference to DeSoglio's well-known clashes with legislative leaders during and after her tenure in the House and Senate. Well, after months of delays, the legislature sent a major clean energy bill to Governor Healey's desk amid shifting national energy policy dynamics. The House voting 125-17 to approve the 139-page House-Senate compromise bill, and both chambers took final procedural votes to send it to the governor for her signature, amendment, or veto. Healey has been urging lawmakers to complete work on the bill. The Senate approved the bill in October when Democrats struck a deal with Republicans to allow them to cast recorded votes for and against it, even during the stretch of informal sessions when roll call votes are usually not allowed. Since then, U.S. voters elected Donald Trump, who was likely to try to boost fossil fuel energy production when his second term launches in January. It has also sworn to target the offshore wind industry and, quote, make sure that that ends on day one, end quote. Bill would reform the state's siting and permitting laws for clean energy resources, also push the state toward a stronger embrace of electric vehicles, make more families eligible for discounted utility rates, and eyes fusion as a possible renewable energy source. One high-profile provision would allow the Department of Energy Resources to coordinate with one or more New England states to solicit long-term clean energy generation, including from nuclear power. State Democrats have thrown their full weight behind bolstering the offshore wind industry, but the legislation has splintered the Republican caucus in the legislature. A check of business news this morning, and stocks retreated yesterday. The Dow was down 207 points. The Nasdaq dropped 123. The S&P fell 36. European stocks are also down. Asian stocks are mixed. The dollar fell. The euro is up. And oil at $67 a barrel. In sports, Bruins lose in Dallas to the Stars, 7-2. They'll be hosting St. Louis tomorrow at 1. And the Celtics host Toronto tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. Patriots and Rams Sunday at 1 o'clock in Foxborough. Forecast from the National Weather Service today, partly sunny, breezy, high of 56. Tonight, clear, chilly, lows in the lower 30s. Tomorrow, mainly sunny, breezy, high of 58. Sunday, sunny at a high of 59, and then partly sunny on Monday with a high 60. The marine forecast calling for 2 to 3 foot waves, northwest winds, 10 to 15, gusting to 25 knots, high tide 10:10 a.m. There is a coastal flood advisory in effect at the time of high tide today, with some potential splash over at low-lying locations due to the full moon. Sunrise 6:35, sets at 4:21. Traffic note, Four River Bridge scheduled to open today at 10 a.m. and Saturday at 7 a.m. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Friday, November 15th.